This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The 2023-24 winter proved the third deadliest for Yellowstone wolves in the decades since Canis lupus was reintroduced to the landscape in 1995. This past winter, 13 wolves were shot by hunters, caught by trappers, killed by poachers, or died of suspected hunting-related injuries. As in past winters, the vast majority of wolves were killed after straying beyond the protections of Yellowstone National Park into Montana at the park's northern boundary. 8 wolves were shot or trapped in Montana hunting zones, 1 was poached, and 2 more died from suspected gunshot wounds. By contrast, 1 park wolf died each in Wyoming and Idaho. Altogether, the hunting toll caused the dissolution of 3 of the park's 11 wolf packs, according to a letter Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Shawley sent to the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission seeking relief. Shawley said, "These losses represented approximately 10% of the winter 2023-24 Yellowstone wolf population. Yellowstone is recognized as the best place in the world to view and study free-ranging wolves, which attract millions of visitors and generate significant economic activity for the region." Yellowstone's superintendent thanked Montana officials for reinstating quotas in hunting units adjacent to the park 2 years ago, a move the state agency made after the 2021-22 hunting season when a record 25 wolves were shot or trapped outside the park's boundaries in the 3 border states. But Shawley also asked for additional changes that would help Yellowstone achieve wildlife conservation and economic objectives. Specifically, he asked Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to consider breaking up one of its wolf hunting units, 313, into 2 units, and then distributing the current wolf kill quota of 6 animals amongst the 2 new areas. Alternatively, if wolf hunting unit 313 is kept intact, he asked Montana wildlife managers to slash the quota to 4 wolves to ease the impact on park wolf packs. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission's Bozeman, Montana-based Commissioner Susan Kirby Brook formally initiated an amendment that grants the park's main ask. The amendment and the overall 2024-25 Montana wolf hunting regulations are open to public comment through July 25th. Much of the strife over Montana's hunt on Yellowstone wolves comes from actions taken by the Republican Montana legislature. During the 2021 legislative session, Republican lawmakers passed a bill that changed hunting zones, leading to the record number of Yellowstone wolves being killed during the 2021-22 season. In the aftermath of that legislation, the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission also passed regulations allowing for baiting and night hunting of wolves. The state also lifted a ban on the use of telemetry equipment for wolf hunting. Typically, a significant portion of Yellowstone wolves wear tracking collars, which means they can be located by hunters who possess very high-frequency receivers. Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Shawley wrote, "The use of these practices runs counter to fair chase hunting, and we request these prohibitions be reinserted into Montana wolf hunting regulations." The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services is urging the public to stay on the lookout for harmful algal blooms in ponds, lakes, and rivers. Harmful algal blooms release toxins that can impact human and animal health. The algae are often blue, green, or red in color and look like a coloration or scum in the water. Harmful algal blooms can occur when certain water conditions like nutrient levels, sunlight, and temperature cause a rapid overgrowth of blue-green algae, also called cyanobacteria. Blue-green algae can produce overgrowths or blooms that can affect recreation, cause odors, and reduce oxygen in the water. Algal blooms can release harmful toxins in the water that may cause skin irritation, can sicken humans, and even kill pets or livestock if ingested. Montana DPHHS warns people not to drink, swallow, or swim in water that shows signs of a harmful algal bloom and to keep kids, pets, and livestock out. Direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation of the toxins may irritate the skin, eyes, nose, throat, and respiratory system, or cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, dizziness, muscle weakness, or liver and kidney damage. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality and DPHHS maintain a website where people can submit and view reports of suspected HABs at hab.mt.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.